Carl, protest, pigs on the pitch, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, but we were expecting it, obviously, from, we have a job to do, and we just did our job, that's as simple as that. The two similarities are obviously there for all to see, so it was obviously going to be a game. Obviously what happened to the Valley and again here was planned, and it was hard to get going off the back of that, but then once, I thought we were poor today, I don't think we were great, I thought we looked disjointed, the simple thing we made look hard, but when the game became kamikaze football in the last 15 minutes, it was about the players' desire and appetite, and I thought Declan would be man the match.
Yeah, do you feel the pigs affected your players at all?
I've been called worse. See, if I say something, it's going to be blown right out of proportion of a message. So I'm just going to. You can't use that as an excuse.
You're right in saying it took your team a while to get going today.
I don't think we got going. So it's. I'm just saying, the players in there, though, we spoke about when it doesn't go. What I am pleased about, we've played better and lost. We had to dig in today, and we understood the nice part of the game wasn't there for all to see. But playing not good and still getting a point at a team, people forgetting 5 games, 4 wins, and there's only Sheffield United beat them at Bramall Lane. So they're one of the teams that are in form. They're playing fearless football. Towards the end, I said to you, I said Kelly McCarthy, he was just the keeper going up with minutes to go. They've got 4 up front and so it's 6 in midfield in some ways with nobody at the back. It was hard to play against. But the randomness of that makes it difficult for the opposition, and it did a little bit. But for us, I said with the 9-team table, we've now top of the 10 league table because we've brought somebody else back into it. And I said to one of the staff, someone said, do you want all the scores? I said, no, I want to know how Northampton are getting on. And the job was to try and catch them. And we've done that. So we've got to stay ahead of Northampton now and catch the next team.
You mentioned Declan Ruddy, he was superb today, a number of vital saves.
Sometimes he gets overlooked. Norwich have not offered him a new deal yet. I know there's a few people in the crowd today that will certainly take him next season, and we would be one of them. For a lone player, I think fans need to understand that he really cares, and you see at the end of the game how emotional he is. Sometimes lone players get an awful lot of criticism. He's certainly not one of them. He's been brilliant since he bought, as is Nathan Byrne and Joel Matarka. It's fair to the lone players, and Jay De Silva, the ones who've come in. They've really, really put a right good shift in, and they made it difficult. Stefan Mavidi, we're all forgetting about him in some ways. When he came in, so I'm happy with the lone players at the moment. They're really doing a job for us.
Well, see, there's been lots of speculation once again in the news this week about takeover rumours, this and that. I mean, does that affect you? Is it something you worry about?
Oh, listen, since the day I walked in, I was always told that there was always going to be things that are leaked and sort of linked to the football club. You can imagine my reaction. I made a phone call immediately, and I was told the club's not for sale. That's what I was told. What the powers that be above me, I can't control what their actions are. My actions are solely to try and get the right results, and to care for the football club. I had to put my heart and soul into something that I really feel passionate about, and I'm trying to do that to the best of my ability, regardless of the negativity or the things that are going on. I have to try and make sure the ship stays steady on the football pitch, and I can't get involved in anything that goes around that. We've let people down this year, players and staff, and we've got to try and make it up to them. So in the last few games of the season, we're going back to a very special place on Monday, and we've got to put another performance in.
With all that stuff sort of going on in the background though, does it affect the way you think about the summer, or even the way you think about your own future?
It's not for me to worry about. Listen, when you're told that other managers have already been told they've got your job, that's just part and parcel of football. I know and believe in my own ability. I always said to you, I'm not about changing the peak of the mountain. The base is the most important aspect of it. And we're doing a lot of things behind the scenes. The recruitment is working very hard. Brought somebody else in this week to aid on that side of it. So hopefully we can try and move the football club forward and try and speak to one or two players immediately to make sure there's 4 or 5 players in before I go away. And then hopefully we can build on that whilst we're away, and we can bring in more in when we're all back. And I know who they are, I know who I want, and hopefully we can try and make that an achievable goal.
And then you move on to Monday's game with Gillingham. It's now a 6-point gap. Do you feel slightly more relaxed?
No, it's not about, listen, who's above us? Because it's about chasing them. I think when you start worrying behind you, you start playing with fear. We've got to catch the team above us, which aren't athletic. Draws, I don't think, are acceptable for us. We have to have that mentality of winning. To be fair to your players, right up to the 90th minute, our keeper was still trying to get us on the front foot to try and get that winning goal. But trying to install a winning mentality, it's not there yet. But we've got to chase teams ahead of us and not worry about what's behind you. That's what teams who go on to be successful worry about. They worry about staying ahead of people. And we've drawn, like I said, we've gone above Northampton, I believe, today, which is great. And if you tell me the gap below has increased, well, a lot more people can maybe sleep a little bit easier this evening.
Thanks, Carl.
Cheers, thank you.
Carl, you must have had a sense of deja vu at the beginning of the game. We hit the crossbar, Nathan Byrne, and then they go up the other end, and a set piece is our undoing.
Well, when you say set piece, we defended it really well in some ways, and just one of our players left his man, and actually the first strike took a deflection. And their strike, we think, was missing, and we've deflected it past Dex, or two key deflections that went against us. But it was, yeah, Nathan should score. If we made a goal 3 inches bigger, higher, we can put that playoff place would be a lot closer. But we've got to be better than that. We know that. And it's important that we take our chances when they come along. And that Peterborough, we didn't do that. But the pleasing thing today, we went a goal behind and we rolled our sleeves up and we didn't let a lot of them back into it. So there's a little bit of positivity in that sense, but we know we've got to be better.
Is it about trying to stop fear setting in to the players as well, to make sure that they don't panic in those areas?
Yeah, it's important. I think sometimes maybe we have to pay more attention to what we do in training. Training's not fun. Training's an opportunity to learn. So we'll get it right. The mentality of all of us has to change.
Three big games coming up against teams all in around that troubled area, same as Coventry. So we're gonna have to do this all again 3 times.
Yeah. Hopefully we can get 1 or 2 wins and we can really start looking ahead. And that's the most important thing. And the fans, we've got to put something on for them. Like, what, 700, 800 fans turned up today. This place just never ceases to amaze me with the quality of the people who support it. And hopefully we can do them a little bit more pride in our performances and make them a little bit proud of us and make ourselves fit to wear our shirt, because at times we know we haven't been good enough to put the badge on the tops that we were, and our badge has to mean a little bit more to us and have to fight a little bit more to be a part of this football club. Cheers, Paul, thank you.
Carl, it's fair to say 3 or 4 weeks ago you might have lost a game like this. You come under pressure in the second half.
Possibly, but listen, we can't worry about where we've been, it's where we're going to go. And
but you showed a good resilience.
Yeah, they certainly did.
Against a form team.
Thought Jake made a difference when he came on in midfield. He slowed the game down a little bit, got on the ball. He had a stomach problem with 5 minutes to go and had to rush off. I know for Chris Solly had a migraine at 11:30 today. And he never ceases to amaze me. I didn't realise how good Solz was. He's a top, top player.
And the 2 results you've had since you trained at the Valley have been very positive, so that must
be working. Yeah, the grounds are not too happy with me, no. He's banned me from it on Sunday, so we've got to go back to Spanish Lane. Spanish Lane pitches are in good nick as well, so hopefully we can... the good thing on Sunday, we won't have a lot of people there, just us in the building. So we can, again, focus our minds on what we have to do, not on the 18s or the 23s or the community or whatever. It's got to be what we do.
And psychologically, that's working.
Well, I don't know. Listen, it's not about what is right or wrong, or me saying it's right and wrong. It's about us getting results. And we've got 4 points in the last 2 games, which has settled everybody's nerves.